So just really quickly, an example of a gentleman that I was working with is someone who went to, went to a stripper every day, sorry, every week on a Monday for about 7 years. And
okay.
Each time spent about close to $150. So we're talking about $600 a month times 12 times 7 years.
Yikes.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, this person, was a fine guy. He had two lives. One was when he went to have a lap dance, and the other was when he was conducting himself in the community. He was married, had kids, good job, et cetera, et cetera. But whenever he would, he'd start off in preoccupation, and that would be probably about Thursday or Friday. And, he had been to the club a number of times. He got the number of the stripper. She gave her cell number, and he would call her on Thursday or Friday to see if she was working on Monday. And he needed to call Thursday or Friday because he couldn't call on the weekend because he was at home with his family. And he needed to know if she was working on the Monday. And he would say, I'm going to show up around 1 o'clock. As part of the ritualization, he would make sure that his calendar was open at work. So he wouldn't have any meetings. He wouldn't have any job responsibilities at all between 12 o'clock and about 3 o'clock. So not only was he spending money at the club, but he was also losing income because he wasn't at work. Because he didn't have a salary. He worked by what he sold. He would have to also, as part of the ritualization, make sure he had cash in his pocket because... That way there would be no paper trail. So he also changed his clothing, and he had to make sure that he had that in the car. So he had a lot of planning to do. Then he would go to the bar at for 1 o'clock on Monday. He'd have his fix for, he usually got five dances, and then he left. So that's about, he was probably at the bar for about a half an hour. And then he drove back to work, and he got back in, but he felt horrible. And he would promise himself, he would negotiate with himself, I'm never going to do this again, I'm never going to do this again. And he would think horribly about himself. And then, of course, next Monday he'd be back into it.